ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun. The Gemara actually starts in the bottom of Memtes Amud Beis. The Gemara is dealing with the Rabbanan Shita in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan had said that Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. And if someone is Chai Skila and Sreifa, we're going to give them Skila. Now the Gemara explains, how do we know that Skila is more Chomer? The Gemara says, Shekein nitna l'megadev ula oivir avayis galilim. Since someone that's oivir avayis galilim gets Skila, that proves to us that Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. What exactly is the Chumrah of being oivir avayis galilim? The Gemara says, Shekein poishi yodei beker. Starting up with Hashem, you're going against Hashem, that's the biggest Aveira one can imagine. And if we give you Skila by such an Aveira, obviously Skila is the most Chomer, the most strict of all the Einshim. Gemara asks, Adrab Sreifa Chamura, Shkeinidna Labas Kayin Shazinsa. Since we find the Bas Kayin Shazinsa is getting Sreifa, so obviously that's a very high level, strict punishment. So maybe Sreifa is more Chomer. And what exactly is the Chomer? The Gemara asks, Gemara says, Shkein Mechalelas Esavia. Because she's being Mechal her father, she's disgracing her father. The Gemara has a suffix, do we say that Avay Dezara is the most chomer of Averis, she came Pesh Yadav Iker, or maybe Abbas Kain Shazinsa is the most chomer of all Averis, she came Mechalel Sasavia. So the obvious question is, and the Chiddush Aran is Mayrich about this question, how could the Gemara equate being Mechal your father and disgracing your father to someone that's disgracing Hashem? If you're Pesh Yadav Iker, you're starting up with Hashem. Of course that's a bigger Avera than being Mechalel Sasavia. And it's more than just the kasha on the havamin of our Gemara. It's actually Reb Shimon's shita later on. Reb Shimon's going to hold that being Michal, your father, is a bigger and more chomer avera than being Pesach Yad HaBeker. He holds Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. See, he obviously holds that being Michal El Savia is more chomer than being Pesach Yad HaBeker. How are we supposed to understand such a tzad? Though the Chiddush Aran has a few terutzim, his most simple answer is, based on the Gemara later on, the Gemara is makish, they compare your father and your mother to the covenant of Hashem. The Gemara brings a pasuk later on. So since a father is equal to Hashem, and then he says an important line, and also that you damaged your father, so with the two things, the fact that Avio is on the same level as Hashem, and you're also being mazik your father, which such a thing doesn't apply to Hashem, you can't be mazik, you can't damage Hashem's reputation. Therefore, the Gemara has a tzad that Sreifa of a Bas Kohen Shezinsa would be more chomer than Skila, even though Skila is being Eved Avay Dezara. And it brings a raya from the Gemara on Afnun Amin Aleph, which is really Taisus's question. The Gemara over there is dealing with the issue if Skila is more chomer than Chanek. The Gemara says, obviously Skila is more chomer than Chanek, because if you're Eved Avay Dezara, you get Skila. And the Gemara asks, Adarabba, Chanek chomer shkeinitin l'maka aviv, and maka aviv is Hukash, is compared to the same level as Hashem. So don't tell me that Skila is more Chomer because you have it when you're fighting with Hashem. Adarabo, we have a raya the opposite. We have a raya that someone's starting up with your father, your Maka Aviv, which is on the level of Hashem, and you're only getting Chenek. So Taisus asks, and Afnun, Devere Mascha Adarabo, and his Loshon is like this, V'chi mipneisha Hukash, Yehei Chomer Michavad Amokim Atzmai. How could the Gemara think that Chenek should be more Chomer than Skila for the reason that Maka Aviv is hookish and compared? It's compared to Hashem. At most, it would be equal. Just because you have a Hekish, it's not a reason that Chenek should be more Chashev than Skila, more Chomer than Skila. Rather, we should say they're equal. How could the Gemara say that Chenek is more Chomer than Skila? Because Maka Aviv is compared to Hashem, that's not a reason to be better, that's a reason to be equal. So the Ram brings a right from this question to his Yisait, that anytime you're starting up with your father, there's a Maka Aviv, which is on the level of being Maka against Hashem, because Aviv is Hukish to Hashem, and also there's a practical Hezek. When you're Maka Aviv, you're damaging your father. So what the Gemara means when it says that Chenek is Chomesh Kenitin LaMaka Aviv, and Maka Aviv is compared to Hashem, it doesn't mean that your father is greater than Hashem, like Taisus is understanding, and he's asking that nowhere do we see that a father is greater than Hashem. All we see is that a father is equal to Hashem. The Ran's answering that your father is equal to Hashem, so when we deal with the chashivas, the importance of the person that we're dealing with, Hashem and a father are equal. And now since they're tied in that issue, now we go to any side issues, and since there is a damage to your father, there's no damage by Hashem, therefore chenek would be more chamer. Anytime you're starting up with a father who's hookish to Hashem and there's a practical hezek, that's going to make it more chamer. So he's proving really from the Gemara Naf Mem Tesem Abay is a teretz satayis kash naf nun. Since the Gemara has a havamina that Sreifas Bas Koin, which is Mechalelos Es Havio, should be more chomer than Oibir Abay Dezaro, that would indicate that the Gemara means that there's a hekish of a father to Hashem, and then besides that you have a damage that makes that Sreifas more chomer. That's what it means Shekein Mechalelos Es Havio. Besides the hekish of Aviv to Hashem, you also have a chil. You also have the fact that you were mazik. You ruined the father's reputation. And with that, he answers, Tayyiz Kasha Nafnun. Now we'll continue with the Gemara of Shekei Mechalelos Esaviyah. The Gemara said, there's a Chumra of a Bas Koyin Shezinsa that she's Mechalelos Esaviyah, which literally means she's disgracing her father. What exactly does that mean? Rashi brings down a Gemara Nafnun Beis, Shem Hayu Noyigim B'Kaydash Noyigim B'Chayil. They used to treat him with holiness, now they should treat him with chol. Rashi doesn't say exactly, like on a practical level, what that means. And he ends off, according to the Braisa, Omer, Oru Shazu Yolad, Oru Shazu Gidol. We curse him out. We curse out the father that raised such a child. But Rashi does not say any practical halacha that this kohen is different than a regular kohen. The Mordechai brings down the shame Rashi, that you lose the din of Peseach Rishon and Mevarech Rishon. We know that the halacha is, if you have a gathering, and there's Kohen and other people, the Kohen is the first speaker at the event. And by benching, the Kohen will lead the benching. That din you lose. If someone's daughter is a Bas Kohen, Shezinsa, the father is Mechulol, and even though you were Noigim by Kodesh, now you're Noigim by Chayil, you lose the din of Peseach Rishon and Mevarech Rishon. And this din is actually brought down in the Ramah, now the Mordechai adds on a very interesting halacha. Besides the halacha being that if she's mezana, they have a chil of avia, which we're saying means you lose certain dinim, the same din would apply if she went off the derech, if she's hemira das. His lashon is, if she's hemira das, or if she's rak zinza, then the halacha is that you're noyigim by chayil. The Mordechai does not bring him a car. The simple understanding would be that if his nus alone is a reason to make the father lose certain kedusha and certain dinim of his kuna, so for sure a bigger avera like hemira das would also have this halacha that he loses this level of kedusha. However, the Magen Avraham takes exception to this Mordechai, and he has a way to learn the Mordechai not like the way the Ramah is understanding, and he proves from a few kashas. First kasha is that it doesn't make sense to him that a father should be achroi, should be responsible for his daughter going off the derech. He says, Bishleim, if she was mezana, we could say a father should have watched the daughter. To a certain extent, a father has an ability to watch his daughter from doing znus. And if she does znus, the Torah is putting the responsibility on him, and we're saying that he is going to lose some of his kedusha. But if his daughter went off the derech, she said, Mira dosoi, how can we blame it on him? Why should he lose his Kedusha's Kuna? He also asked a kasha in the Chesmen HaGemara Nafnun. The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. Why is Sreifa more chomer than Skila? Because even though by Skila, even though we have, by Avodah Zarah, we have Skila, but on the other hand, by Sreifa's Bas Koyin Shezinsa, which is Mechalel Sazaviyah, there we have Sreifa. So you see that you have Sreifa in the case of Mechalel Sazaviyah, therefore Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. The Magen Avraham asks that according to the Mordechai, that every person that goes off the derech, Hemira Das, which is means she was Oved Avodah Zarah. So if someone's daughter is Oved Avodah Zarah, you're also Mechalel Sasaviyah. So how could you tell me that Sreifa is Mohammed and Skila? Because in cases of Sreifa, you have Mechalel Sasaviyah. What do you mean? By Skila also you have Mechalel Sasaviyah. Every person that's going to be Oved Avodah Zarah gets Skila and you're Mechalel Sasaviyah. It's muchach in the Gemara that if you're Oved Avodah Zarah, your father does not lose any Kedusha. There's no Mechalel Sasaviyah. How is the Mordechai going to learn the Gemara? So he proves from this Gemara and from his other Kasha that it doesn't make sense that a father would be achroi on going off the derech. It must be that the Ramah is reading the Mordechai wrong. We mentioned the wording of the Mordechai is like this. if his daughter was Hemira Irak Zinsa. Magen Avraham says, why is he saying rak? So you could learn, I guess the Ramah would learn. It's just means rak as opposed to being Hemir and going off the derech. Hemir means you totally went off the derech. Irak Zinsa means you only did znus. However, the Magen Avraham wants to say means like this. Hemira, she went off the derech and therefore she did znus. Irak Zinsa, or she just did znus. She didn't go off the derech, she just did znus. But he's only referring to the aver of znus. The only thing that's mechalel is aviya, Magen Avraham says, if she's mezana. If she's mezana, then we blame the father. Like we said earlier, the father, to a certain extent, has the ability to stop his daughter from being mezana. If she's mezana, it's his fault. So Mordechai is saying, if she's mezana, and there's two ways that a person will be mezana. Either she went off the derech to be mezana, or she's just mezana. All those cases, the father loses kedusha. So the Magen Avraham is arguing on the way the Ramah understands the Mordechai. And the Magen Avraham brings a third raya to himself, and that is, why is it only by a daughter, not by a son? Bishlam, according to his understanding, that the entire reason that you're mechalelas es avia is because the father should have watched the daughter and held her back from being mezana. So you understand, you only have that by a daughter, not by a son. But if any time your child goes off the derech, which has nothing to do with the father per se, still we're saying that there's a certain chil happening to the kedusha of the father, why would it make a difference between a daughter and a son? From the fact that the halach is only by a daughter, is a raya that you're not mechalel zaviyo unless you do znus, which makes sense that a daughter should be tully on the father more than a son, but it would not make sense by going off the derech, by being hemira das, because by hemira das, there should be no difference between a daughter and a son. Now, interestingly enough, the Machzor Shekel brings down from the Shvus Yaakov that learns Einachanami. The Magen Avraham is right. There's no reason, according to the Mordechai, to differentiate between a daughter and a son. Therefore, the Shvus Yaakov wants to say an unbelievable halacha, Negei Halacha L'maisa, that if someone's son would be Hemer Das, then the father would lose his din of Peseach Rishon and Mavarech Rishon. Because Einachanami, according to the Mordechai, it has nothing to do with Znus. There's no reason to really say that the father's ability to stop it is making the chil happen, because by Hemir Das, there's no real way for us to blame it on the father. And still, we're saying there's halacha that he's mechalalas, and he loses some kedusha, so there's no reason to differentiate between a daughter and a son. There's another answer to this question of the difference between a daughter and a son, and that is in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, of course, it's only by a daughter, not a son. The Lashon of Mordechai is mashma like that, not like the Shvus Yaakov that wants to say that Allah applies to a son also. I have the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Why would there be a difference between a daughter and a son if we don't learn that we're talking about Dafka's Nos? If you take the Ramah Kipshutai, the Ramah's learning that even if someone goes off the Derech, the father loses his din, why should that be by a daughter more than a son? The Prima Gadim says an amazing thing. Prima Gadim says that teva of a lady is to be like the nature of her father. Like we know the Metzius is, if the father is Mazriya Tchila, then you have a Nekeva. If the Isha is Mazriya Tchila, then you have a son. Since the father is the one that's the Iker, creator of a daughter, the teva and the nature of a daughter resembles the nature of her father. To such a degree, the Prima Gadim says that if she does an Aveira, if she goes off the Derech, that somehow tells us that it's a pagam, there's something wrong with the Kedusha of her father. And since the din of Mechalalos is coming because of the same nature, therefore you only say it by a daughter, not by a son. Now, we could say a Lomdusha answer to this Kasha the Magen Avraham, a third Mahalach, not like the Shvus Yaakov, not like the Prima Gadim. Rather, we'll say, according to the Kli Chemda that we're going to speak about later in the Shir, the Kli Chemda says an amazing Chiddush. He says there's a fundamental difference between the Kedusha of a Kohen and the Kedusha of a Bas Kohen. A Kohen is holy today because since he was born to a Kohen, he himself becomes a Kohen. So today, he's not Kaddish because he was born to a Kohen, rather because he's a Kohen. Happens to be. How do you become a Kohen? Because you're born to a Kohen. But we don't have to see the connection today to your father to look at you as a Kohen. You are a Kohen because you're a Kohen. How do you become a Kohen? By being born to a Kohen. Masha'enkin, a Bas Kohen, never reaches the level that she is a Kohenis. Rather, it's always because she was born to a Kohen and she's connected to a Kohen and she's continuing on the chain of Kahuna. So since she's a Bas Kohen, she has the level of Kohenis. but it's always with the connection to her father. And his main right to such a distinction is, we find the halacha that a bas kain that does nus, she loses her din kahanis. She becomes a halala. However, a man, a zachar, a kain, never loses that din. He never becomes a chol. If he doesn't have aver, he doesn't become a chol. What's the difference? Yechamda explains, if someone is a kain because he's a kain, that's like someone being a Jew. If someone's a Jew and he doesn't have aver, you don't lose your identity as a Jew. So if someone's a kain, it's very hard to lose that identity. But if your whole din kahanes is because you're a bas kain, because you're connected to your father, you're connected to the shevet of kuna, so we could break that chain. We could say, if you do a certain avera, if you're going to do znus, you're mechalalas. You lost your connection to being called a bas kain. Once we say that, so then we can understand this Mordechai, according to the Ramah. The Ramah says, takes the Mordechai literally, that if it's hemira das or znus, the halach is the father becomes mechol. The Magen Avraham asks, what's the difference between a daughter and a son? One could say, a son's kedushas kuna has nothing to do with the father's kedushas kuna. So when he's ruining his kedusha and he's going off the derech, there's no reason that it should break the father's kedusha. It's a separate kedusha. The father's a kain because he's a kain. The son's a kain because he's a kain. Why should the fact that he messed up his kahuna and did averis play any role with the father's kahuna? But a bas kain, whose entire level of kedusha is because she's a bas kain and she's getting the connection to her father, when she's going to start up with her kedusha, she's going to do an avera, which we hold to a certain degree, loses and is mechalel the kedusha. Her kedusha and her father's kedusha are bound together. She's only a kehenis because she's a bas kain, because she's connected to her father. So any chil she does to herself will affect the father more than a son. That'll be another way to understand the difference between a daughter and a son, even if we learn like the Ramah, that you're being mechalel as your father by going off the derech, but still one could say it's only by a daughter, not a son, because only a daughter's kedusha is bound together and connected to the father's kedusha. Now we'll continue with the Gemara Daf Nun. The Gemara says, Kesavri Rabbanon Nisua Yisrael Sreifa V'loya Rusa. The Rabbanon hold that skila is more chomer than sreifa, because only in a Nisua, who by Bas Yisrael gets chenek, then we're going to say that by Bas Koin you get sreifa. But you don't find that in Arusa Bas Yisrael, which gets Skila, we don't find that by a Bas Kayin you go over to Sreifa. If you would go from Skila to Sreifa by Bas Kayin, that would be a proof that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. But since you don't say that, only in Asua switches over from Chenek to Sreifa. But in Arusa does not switch over from Skila to Sreifa. That's a Raya, Lashon HaGemara is, that's a Raya, proof that Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. So Rashi asks Avi's Kasha, you can't tell me a proof that skila is more chomer than sreifa from the fact that an arusa does not switch over from skila to sreifa. How do you know that thing first? You first have to establish that an arusa does not switch over from skila to sreifa before you tell me that this is a proof that skila is more chomer than sreifa. Adarab Rashi says, the only way they know that only an asua switches over from chenek to sreifa and arusa does not switch from skila to sreifa is because they hold that skila is more chomer, therefore it's unlikely that the Torah would say that an Arusa Bas Yisrael switches over to Sreifa. But you can't establish from this fact that Arusa doesn't switch over that Skila is more common than Sreifa. Therefore, Rashi says you should not be Geiris it in the Gemara. Lamaisa, all the Rishonim bring down this Gersa. So we have to understand the answer to Rashi's question. How could you prove from the fact that we're only Maitzi and Asua from Chenek to Sreifa and we're not Maitzi, we're not switching over an Arusa from Skila to Sreifa, how could you prove from there that Sreifa is more common than Skila if the only way we know that only Nesua is changing over not Arusa is based on the fact that Skila is more common than Sreifa? So all the Rishonim do is they find other Mekairis. There must be another source that we know that only Nesua is switching over and not Arusa. And since we know from a different source that Arusa is not switching over, so we have the logical right to say that mida afk rachman al arusa b'skila, since the Torah is leaving arusa by skila, shma mina, that skila is mochamer. So all we have to do is find a separate mekar, a different mekar, a different source, that only nesua is switching over and not arusa. The Yad Ramah says that it was a gemara who be a denu. They had a kabbalah. The Rabbanan had a kabbalah that only nesua switches over. The whole parasha bas kain that's getting strafe is only by nesua, not arusa. So therefore, our gemara is very simple. Since we know that only nesua is switching over, not arusa, that would indicate to us that Skila is more chomer than Sreifa, because if Sreifa is more chomer than Skila, why shouldn't Arusa switch over? Ramban says a similar thing, that the Gemara knew it without a Svara. And he says they knew it from the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk is Ubas Kayin. And the Gemara later on dashes out that we're talking about a Bas Kayin that's not necessarily a Kehenes. It could be she married a Yisrael or someone else in that level that makes her lose her Kedushas Kuna. So it's a Bas Kayin that became not a Kehenes. And if you're only an Arusa, you'll never be out of being a Bas Kayin because you're always retaining your level of Bas Kayin. The only way to become a Bas Kayin who's not a Kehenes is by marrying someone who's not a Kayin. If you're just Arusa, you still don't lose the Adin of Bas Kayin. Since the Lashon HaPasuk is a Bas Kayin that became a non-Kehenes, therefore it would indicate we're talking about a Nesua, not an Arusa. And in the same Cheshbon, the Aleph Gemara is saying, since we already know the Pasuk is only talking about a Nesua, not an Arusa, that would indicate to us that a Arusa, that a Skila, is more Chamer than a Sreifa. Now, the obvious question on these Rishonim is from the Gemara and the Amud Beis. The Gemara says, my timer of the Rabbanon, why are the Rabbanon saying that Nesua is Yaitza and not Arusa? And the Gemara says, the reason why a Nesua is Yaitza and not an Arusa is because Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. How are the Rabbanon and the Yad Ramah going to learn the Gemara on the Amud Beis? So the Rabbanon himself asks this question. And he says, the Gemara on the page just means how Rabbi Yochanan knew. Means how the Rabbanan knew, that the Gemara didn't feel a need to tell us. That's a secret drasha. The Rabban has his mahalach. The Yad Ramah has his mahalach. The Gemara on the page is asking Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know what the Rabbanan hold? All the Rabbanan said in our Mishnah is one simple thing. Skila is more chamer than treifa. How does Rabbi Yochanan have a right to say that there's a chilek between Arusa and Nesua by Bas Kayin? The Gemara answers, since Rabbi Yochanan knew that Skila is Mochamed and Sreifa, so it has to be that we're only going to be Maitzi Nesua and not Arusa. Why the Rabbanan said that? That's not the job of the Gemara. How Rabbi Yochanan knew, that's the job of the Gemara. The Gemara is coming to say how Rabbi Yochanan knew that the Rabbanan would hold only Nesua's Yaitza and not Arusa. That's how the Ramban and Yad Ramah would learn the Gemara on base. Rashi learned the Gemara Kipshutai. So he sees that the Rabbanan are saying that the reason why they were Maitzi Nesua and not Arusa is because Skila is Mochamed and Sreifa. Therefore, he couldn't be Gairus the Gemara on Amud Aleph. Now we'll turn to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Margala Bapume de Rabbi Yochanan. Naira Muras Abbas Kain Chazinsas Beskila Rav Shimonayim Besreifa. This is the machlokes we've been dealing with earlier, and that is, what's the halacha of a Naira Murasa? Do we say the halacha of Bas Kain that gets Sreifa is only by Nesua, or is it even by a Rasa? The Rabbanan hold only a Nesua gets Sreifa, but a Naira Murasa will remain with her than Skila, because Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. Why would you downgrade a Bas Kain? Shimonayim Besreifa, he holds Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila, and therefore we upgrade a Bas Kain and we give her Sreifa. The Gemara continues, and it says, Nafkamina, Lamishan is Chayiv Shtei Mises Bezdin, Nida Mechamura, the Nafkamina Rabbi Yochanan, the thing that we could take out of Rabbi Yochanan is a very important thing. Someone's Chayiv, two Mises Bezdin, you got the more Chomer one. Because over here you have a Bas Kayin who has enough ingredients to get Sreifa, and according to the Rabbanan, we're saying he gets Skila because Skila is more Chomer. But she has, on the other hand, she has enough ingredients to get Sreifa. She's a Bas Kayin, she's in, so why don't you give her Sreifa? So it's a Raya from Rabbi Yochanan, Nafkimina from Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone's Chayiv two Misas, you get the more Chomer one. So Rabbi Shimon says Sreifa because he holds Sreifa is more Chomer, and the Rabbanan are holding Skila because they hold Skila is more Chomer. So the Mashah asks the obvious question. We already know this from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts off that the Arba Misos, the order of Skila, Sreifa, Herig V'chenek, Rashi says the Nafkamina is, what do you do if someone's Chayiv two? Nafkamina, Lama's Chayiv Shtei Misos. Someone's Chayiv two Misos, which one do you give him? So you have to know what's more Chomer. That's the Machlokes. Shimon the Rabbanan, the order, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is to give him the more Chomer one. So the Mashah asks, how could you tell me a nafkamina from Yechonah, a chiddush we're learning out from Yechonah, is this halacha, that if you're chayiv two mises, you get the more chamer one, we already know it from our Mishnah, on nafmim test, on the base. Mashah answers, there's another way to learn the Mishnah. You don't have to say the nafkamina is, if one person's chayiv two mises, maybe if one person's chayiv two mises, and you give him the smaller one, you mekayim your din to give him misa, and it's a misa that he was mechayivin, you don't have to give him the more chamer one. The nafkamina of our Mishnah would be the opposite. Let's say one person's chayiv skila, and he gets mixed up with someone else's chayiv chenek. We're not sure now. Bez is not sure. They know one of the people is chayiv skila, one of them is chayiv chenek. We're not sure who's who. So could we give both of them skila or both of them chenek? Maybe the Mishnah is saying the order of what's more chum than the other one to know what to do in that case, because the halach in that case is you give them the lower punishment. You can't give someone that's chayvs chenek skila. Therefore, you have to give both of them chenek. So you don't have a proof from our Mishnah that if one person is chayv two mises, that you give them the more chumer one, because you can learn the nafkamina of our Mishnah in a different case, a different nafkamina. The nafkamina of our Mishnah would be if two people are mechayv two different mises, so you give them the lesser punishment. So our Mishnah alone is not a proof that you give them the bigger punishment. That's Mashal's kasha and the Mashal's teretz. The pella is that there's a beferish of Mishnah on Nafpei Aleph, this exact halacha, that if someone is chayiv two mises, he's nidin mechamura. So why is the Mashal ignoring that Mishnah? Mashal is asking from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't say much. Our Mishnah just says there's a list of mises, chamurais, in order from chamur to kal. Mashal understood as havamina, the nafkamina is to be nidin mechamura. She says there's no raya from our Mishnah to that halacha. What happened to the Mishnah on Pei Aleph? Black and white Mishnah, that if someone's chayiv two mises, he needs the mechamura. Why does the Alma Gemara and the Afnunim and Beis have to say that our nafkamina from Yoichanan, the amazing halacha, that if you have chayiv two mises, you need the mechamura? It's a fairish Mishnah. And the Mashah doesn't ask the question, and his answer wouldn't help for it over there. His answer is that our Mishnah you could get out of. You could say our Mishnah's nafkamina is a case when two different people are mixed together and you're not need the mechamura. How could you think like that? There's a Mishnah Nafpei Aleph. And Kiveger actually asked from that Mishnah. Kiveger asked from the Mishnah Pei Aleph, not from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you can say like the Mashah, but there's a Mishnah in the Pei Aleph that if someone has two Chiyuve Misa, you need the Mechamura. And he's Mayruch to answer this question. And he ends up remaining with this Peldig Akash and Rashi, it's really Akash and the Gemara. Peldig Akash and the Gemara, what's the Chiddush Rabbi Yechon? We already have a Mishnah on that Pei Aleph. And Kiveger is even Maisiv in the question. If you look carefully in the Gemara on that Pei Aleph, the Gemara asks, that's obvious. If someone's chayiv two mises, why wouldn't you give him the more chomer? And the Gemara gives a whole arichas to explain a nafkamina in a case when you already had a gemar din for the first one, so therefore you would think that since you already had a gemar din for the first one, maybe you could give him the first one. But if someone's having one avera, one maisa, like our Gemara, that you're a bas kainshas inside, in that maisa you have a sreifa and a skila, why shouldn't you give him the skila? That's not even the chiddush of daf pei aleph. More than just a kasha, we already know it from pei aleph. Keg is asking much better. The Gemara in that payoff, the Mishnah in that payoff didn't even have to say this Chiddush. This is such an obvious Chiddush that the Mishnah in payoff says a secondary Chiddush. That you still got Nidim Mechamur even if you had a Gemara Din on the lower one. But if someone does a Maisa and has two Chiyuvim, we don't even need the Mishnah in that payoff to say it. How could our Gemara say Nafkamina from Rabbi Yoichanan that you need the Mechamur? This is Keg's Kasha, but Sarachin. The Gemara continues. And it brings down a brisa, which is actually explaining of Shimon Shita, that even in Arusa, Bas Kain gets Sreifa. And the brisa dashes as follows. It says, Bas Kain, Bas Ish Kain Ki Seichel. Yochel, I would think I feel a chilos a Shabbos. Tamaloy me aluz nois. We're talking about snus. Bechulun shabaz nus akos abadamer. Then the brisa asks, Yochel, I feel a pnuya. Maybe even a pnuya that does nus. It does a bia asura, Shri Michal the father. No, nemer kan avio. There are other times in the Torah that we find the word avia, it's always referring to znus when you have some form of zikas habal, some form of marriage. So Rashi asked the kasha, we're dashing from the word avia to tell you that we're talking about zikas habal, but we use as avia himis chalalas, as a gemara later on, that this is the mekarsh, I mean, now you can buy kaidish, now you know you can buy chayil. That's what you learn out from. So how can we say over here that the word avia is necessary to teach us that we're not talking about pnuya, rather we're talking about a zikas habal? So Rashi has two options. Either haitana lesli hai joshla come on. This tana, which is Reb Shimon, does not hold of the drush later on of neigim mekaydish, neigim mechayel. Inami islay, he does hold of it. And he could have said himis chalelas, and we would have figured out that it's talking about the father. Why do we have to say a avia? Therefore, we have a right to dash in from the word avia that we're talking about a zikas habal. Tosis brings down, similar to Rashi's first shot, that the Tana of this Braisa does not hold of the Braisa Nafnan Beis that you're Noyig Beichel, and he asks, how could you say that? Rav Shimon is the Man Domer of this Braisa, and Rav Shimon said earlier that how does he know, why does he hold that Sreifa is more Chomer than Sreifa? The reason he holds that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila is because Shekem Nechalal Zaviyah. Since it's Mechalal Zaviyah, It's such a chomer type of aveira, and since you find sreifa by such a strict type of aveira, it must be that sreifa is more chomer than skila. So you see that he holds mechalalos as aveira. So how could we say Reb Shimon doesn't hold the brayza later on if Reb Shimon himself holds mechalalos as aveira? He's dashing over here from the word aveira something else. He's dashing that we're talking about Ezekiel Zabal. How could he also dashing that there's a chil on the father that you know you by chil? Tosfos says in Teretz that everyone holds it a drasha. The ain mikra yotzin de pshuta. Even if we're learning the word of Via is coming to teach us Zika Sabal, he also is able to learn out that there's some chil, some loss of halacha and some loss of kedusha to the father because ain mikra yotzin de pshuta. Now there's a beautiful piece from the Teres Chaim and the Afnan Aleph from an Aleph arguing on Tosfos. Teres Chaim wants to say that Reb Shimon, who's the man of this brayso, clearly darshins Via to teach you Zika Sabal, cannot darshin the drush later on that you're noigin by choyol and you say orish as uyolda. Reb Shimon does not have that drusha. You have Tosfos kasha. How could Reb Shimon earlier say that sreifa is more chomer than skila from the fact that you find it by a baskoyin shazinsa, and a baskoyin shazinsa has the chumra of mishchalal sasavir, which would indicate you are disgracing and knocking off the kedusha of the father? Teres Chaim says there's a different way to read the pasuk. The pasuk says esavia he mischalalas. So till now we've been learning like the Bryson Afnun Beis that when she's mezana, she's mechalo and she's degrading the kedusha of her father, and therefore her father's halachas get mitigated. Teres Chaim says if you look in the Targum Unkelos and Chumash, his lashon is ubas kvar koyin aritischa lemite mikdusha zavia he mischala. That as aviyah him is chalal doesn't mean that you mechal the kedusha of your father. Rather, her own kedusha, which she happens to have gotten from her father, she's mechal herself. She's mechal herself from the kedusha she got from her father. If you learn like that, then everything's very simple. There's no drasha of noigim by kedush na noig by choyel, and you say ur to the father. The pasuk's not talking about the halachas of disgracing your father and knocking down the kedusha of your father. Rather, it's talking about yourself. So Reb Shimon's beautiful. Reb Shimon's saying, there's no drash to the Afnan Beis, but I still have a chumra of a bas koyin shezinsa, shekein mechalel esavir, which means she's mechal herself from the kedusha of her father. So the Teres Tais Kasha, Tais was asking, how could you have both drashes? So the Teres Chaim saying, there's no such drash to the Afnan Beis, and still we have a mechalel esavir, because mechalel esavir doesn't have to mean you mechal your father. Mechalel esavir means she mechal herself from the kedusha she got from her father. Now, we have to point out that Rashi and Chumash doesn't touch like that. He argues on the Targum. And we have the Gemara and the Afnan Beis arguing. And even Rashi and the Afmem Tesim and Beis, when he was explaining in the Rabbanon, he also said that Mechalel Sazavia means that, like the Gemara and the Afnan Beis. Rashi, throughout the Sugya, has been learning that Mechalel Sazavia means downgrading and ruining the Kedusha of your father. But we have this Targum Unkelus, and we have the Teres Chaim. They want to learn to answer Tais Kasha that maybe Sazavia, he Mechalel, means she's Mechal herself. Now, there's a massive nafkamina, how you tie to this pasuk. What would be in a case where you have a girl who has no kedushas kuna, but her father's a kohen? So if we understand the reason that you're getting sreifa is because you mechalal your own kedusha, so in this case she has no kedusha. But if we're going to understand like Rashi and Chumash that you mechalal your father's kedusha, and that's why you're getting sreifa, so here her father's a kohen. Now, it sounds like a very unlikely case, but there's actually a very simple case. It's Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says by Tamar, the reason why Tamar was getting Sreifa, Yehuda said you have to bring out Tamar to get Sreifa. Rashi brings down a Medrash, Shemer Meir, the reason she was getting Sreifa was because she was beat to Shol Shem. Shem is a Kohen, so she's a Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. Now there's a Gemara in the Darim that Kohuna was taken away from Zarah Shol Shem and it was given to Zarah Shol Avram. Now, the simple understanding of this Gemara is that Shem himself was a Kohen, but his children do not have Dine Kohuna. So the Re'im, Pirushan Chumash, asks on Rashi, how could Rashi bring down this Pshat of Re'meir? That the reason why Tamar is getting Sreifa is because she's a Bas Kohen, she isn't so. What do you mean? She herself is not a Kohen, and a Hanami. Shem is a Kohen, but she's not a Kohen. And the simple understanding of the Din Bas Kohen, she isn't so is that a kohen, as it does knows, gets reifa. Over here, she's not a kohen. So the Re'im says that one must say that it's mucha from this Rashi that even if someone is not a kehenes, as long as your father is a kohen, that is enough of a reason for you to get treifa. A bas kohen is getting treifa not because she's a kohen and she's ruining her kahuna, rather because she's disgracing and ruining the kedusha of her father. So since she's mechal the kedusha of her father, and Shem was a kohen, therefore she's mechayiv treifa. So the Kli Chemda in Chumash asks an interesting question. He asks, how could the Re'im say this? If you look in Targum Onkelos, you'll see that the reason of Sreifa by Bas Kohen is not because she's Mechalel her father, it's rather because you Mechal yourself. So how could the Re'im say, the Kli Chemda asks, that you're getting Sreifa even if you're not a Kohen because you Mechal your father? The Kli Chemda asks, we have a Beferisha Targum that says that the taich of Esaviyah, he mischalalas, is she's mechal herself. And since over here, Tamar was not a kohenes, therefore she's not mechal herself, she should not get treifa. This is the kasha of the Kli Chemda on the Re'im. So we already established that we have a Gemara in Nafnun Beis, we have a Rashi in Chumash, we have a Rashi in Nafnun Tes, so they're all understanding, Tais is also on Nafnun Beis, all understanding that according to Reb Shimon, it's obvious, in Mikri Yosin the Pshutai, you're mechal your father. And that's the Gemara Nafnun Beis. And it's not up for discussion. So the Re'im has a lot of backing over here. But the Kli Chemda is understanding, like Teres Chaim and the Targum Onkelos, that Saviyah Himeschalos means that you're Mechal yourself. And he's asking, if you're Mechal yourself, so in a case that you're not a Kohen, and your father's a Kohen, why should the halacha be that we're saying that she gets Reifa, she's not Mechal herself? This is the Kasha of the Kli Chemda on the Re'im. So the Kli Chemda says a massive yesod in kahuna. We mentioned it earlier in this year. And that is that there's a big difference between a bas kohen and a kohen. A bas kohen gets her kedusha from her father because she is a bas kohen. Mashenk and a kohen is a kohen because Metzias is a kohen. Since he was born to a kohen, that makes him a kohen. He does not need any connection to his father. That's why by a kohen, you cannot lose your din kahuna by doing averas. By a bas kohen you could, because a bas kohen is not in and of herself a kohen, rather it's all because she's a bas kohen. So it's up for discussion. If you could lose it, certain averos will make her lose her din kahuna. That you say in place, he wants to say an amazing chap to explain the Re'im. He wants to say, even if Shem had a halacha that it was taken away from his children kahuna, that means the real din kahuna. That means his son is not going to be a kohen. Usually a kohen son is a kohen. And we're saying that din kahuna is a metzias. You are a kohen. There's no frills and strings attached to it. You're a kohen because you were born to a kohen. That makes you a kohen. That din was taken away from Zav Yishol Shem. But the din that a daughter is connected to a kohen because she's a bas kohen, she's a daughter of a kohen, that type of kahuna, why should you lose? That's not a din of being an essence of a kohen. That's because since your father's a kohen, that makes you a kohen. That type of halacha was never taken away from Shem. Even Shem had a halacha that his daughter is considered a bas kohen. The only thing taken away was the kahuna that's be'etzim, that's a metzias. But a kahuna that's connected to a kohen, he's a kohen, so his daughter's a bas kohen, so she's going to end up having that level of kedushas kahuna. The Mela, the Kli Chemda says, the Re'im just means the following. The Re'im holds like the Targum, and he holds like Teres Chaim, that the Chiv Sreifa is coming because Esaviyah Himeschalalus means the Kedusha coming from your father, you're Mechal. So you're Mechal yourself. The question was, the Kli Chemda's Kash on the Re'im was, over here she has no Kedusha's Kuna. The answer is she does. Just because it was taken away from Shem that a son is not a Kohen, doesn't mean it was taken away that the daughter is not a Bas Kohen. So since it was only taken away from his son's kuna, but his daughters are still a bas kohen, so therefore there is a chil in herself. She's mechal her kedusha's kuna, but even though she's a zayah shel shem, she has it. Therefore, the Re'im says she gets reifa. Now the makar this lamdas to say that the entire din of a bas kohen is because she's connected to her father. The Chemda really says it's a targum. Because according to the Targum and the Teres Chaim, they're explaining the Pasuk as Aviyah Himeschalalas means she Mechal herself. The question has to be asked, why the Torah mention her father? Why is it important that the Kedusha is coming from her father? It's a big kash in the Targum. The Targum saying as Aviyah Himeschalalas means the Kedusha from her father, she's Mechal. Who cares where it came from? She's a Kehanes. She did an Aveir, she's Mechal her Kedusha. So the Kli Chemda's Mechiyah from here, this Lumnus. What the Targum Onkelos is teaching us, what the Pasuk is teaching us, actually, is that the Kedusha is coming from her father. She's Michal the Kedusha. You know why? Because it's up to being having a chel happen to it. Why? Because she's not a kain etzem. She's not a metzias, a natural kain. Rather, she's getting the Kedusha from her father. Since you're only getting the Kedusha from her father, therefore she has the power to be Michal herself. So this Yesod is not just a raya from the fact that she could be Michal and not a man. Rather, that's the point of the Pasuk. The Pasuk saying, as a via, the Kedusha you're getting from your father, he mischalalas, you could ruin. So just to recap, we have here a massive machloikis, how to explain the Pasuk of as a via, he mischalalas. The Gemara Afnan Beis, Rashi and Taisis, Rashi and Chumash, they're all understanding that it means you machal your father, and you're knocking down dinam of Kedusha from your father. Teres Chaim, the Tayyim Unkelus, Klichemda, they're all understanding that you machal yourself. The nafkin would be in a case when she's not Kaddish, but her father would be Kaddish. If you understand that she's Mechal herself, over here you should not be Mechal. But if you Mechal your father, you would have the ability to be Mechal and understand that you have Sreifa. That would be the simple understanding in the Re'im. The Klichemda has a chap that even in the case of Tamar, we could say she's Mechal herself because the Kedusha's Kahuna that's coming from being a Bas Kain was never taken away from shame. So when you might have one point, the Teres Chaim proves that this is what it means as a via mischalalas, because he says if the chilul that we're talking about in the entire sugya is that you're noig by chil, that would not be only by a bas kain, that's even by a bas yisrael. The disgrace that the father had is the same halacha, the same etzias by a bas kain and bas yisrael. Since Rav Shimon is meichiach and he proves that sreif is mochamer from the fact that a bas kain gets Sreifa, because she's Michalal Savia, must be that we're talking about being Michal herself. Now this point of the Teretz Chaim is only because he's understanding that the whole point of Chil of her father is just words of a Ur. You're cursing him out. So he asks, why would you curse out Abbas Kayin? Why would you curse out the father of Abbas Kayin more than the father of Abbas Yisrael? So it must be that the Gemara doesn't mean Michalal Zaviyah, according to Rav Shimon, it means Michal yourself. And that only makes sense by Abbas Kayin, not Abbas Yisrael. We said over earlier that the Mordechai brings down from Rashi that Noyigim Baychayim means you lose the din of Pesach Rishon. You lose the din of Mevarach Rishon. So that's a very easy answer to Teres Chaim's Kasha. You only say the halacha of Zaviyah Mischalalos when there's a practical din that's taken away from the father. We only say Sreifa by Abbas Kayin because the father's losing dinim. By Yisrael that he has no dinim to lose, you're not going to be on the level of Mechalalos and Zaviyah, and that's why you don't get Sreifa. The Teres Chaim's understanding, simple understanding of the Gemara, and that is that you just give him an R. So he asks, you find by Abbas Yisrael also you have an R. Then as the Gemara says in Ksubis, you decycling Sharbe Zaviyah, and you say, you always curse out the parents that the kid does nus. So where's the extra chumra of a bas kain? But according to the Mordechai, there's a practical halacha that we're having by chalal sasavir, and that would be a mile of a bas kain over bas yisrael. With this machlaikas, it was showing him how to understand the sevir and his chalalas. I think we could also understand the machlaikas mashar mashal in the end of the yomid. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon who holds that a Arusa Bas Kain also gets Sreifa, because he holds Sreifa's more covered in Skila. The Gemara says, and he makes the following drasha. Since we find the Torah was Maitzi Nesua, Michlal Nesua, and Arusa, Michlal Arusa, the Torah switched. An Nesua Bas Kain is different than an Nesua Bas Yisrael, and they switched an Arusa Bas Kain is different than an Arusa Bas Yisrael. So just like Makish Haitzi Akasiv Nesua Michlal Nesua Lahachmir, just like by Nesua, we all know that going from Chenek to Skila to Sreif, I'm sorry, from Chenek to Sreif is obviously an upgrade. Afkish Haitzi Akasiv Arusa Michlal Arusa Lahachmir, so too when we're switching an Arusa from Skila to Sreif, it's also an upgrade. So the Mashal, Maram all ask, we never need to explain that a Bas Kain is an upgrade. Obviously, if the Torah is saying that a Bas Kain has a different Einish than a regular Bas Yisrael, obviously it's an upgrade. Why would the Torah say that a Bas Kain has a lower punishment? Obviously it's an upgrade. So why do you need to learn out from Nesua that just like by the switch of Nesua is an upgrade and you're getting more Chomer, so too by Arusa, it's an upgrade and you're getting more Chomer. We know it logically. Bas Kain is obviously having its own parasha to be a Chomer. So Mashal says, that's the Rav Chaim Milsa. The Gemara didn't need it, but since it's true, the Gemara added on this drasha. But the Gemara could have had the same point without this Hekesh. The Maram says that you wouldn't know that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. Maybe Sreifa and Skila are equal, and the Torah is just making a shinoi. Bas Yisrael and Bas Kain have different dinim. Not necessarily that it's more chomer. Now, it definitely can't be more kal, Maram says. There's no way that a Bas Kain would be more kal than a Bas Yisrael, but maybe it's equal. It wouldn't be evident that it's more chomer. That's why we need a hekesh. But just like by Nesua, when you're going from Chenek to Sreifa, that's definitely an upgrade and we're being more machmer, so to by Narusa, we're being more machmer. However, the Mashal says a fascinating teretz. Mashal says that one would think that there's more chil going on by a Bas Yisrael than a Bas Kain. By a Bas Kain, he says, the father was a Kain who could do Avoida, and he's not losing his Kedusha's Kahuna to do Avoida by his daughter doing this Avera. So we have a fact staring us in the face that the father did not lose his Kedusha. So I would think that maybe a Yisrael is more of a chil in the father, more of a disgrace in the father, and he's losing everything he has. He actually doesn't have anything to lose, but whatever Kedushas Yisrael there is getting more ruined than Kedushas Kuna, because Kedushas Kuna is not getting ruined. That's a fact. Kedushas Kuna is staying there. He could still do Avodah. Now, we have to point out, we did bring down a Mordechai, that you are losing the Din Kedusha of Peserach Rishon and Mavarach Rishon. Either Mashal is arguing on that, or the Mashal holds that it's more the more important Iker Kedushas Kuna is to do Avodah, and since you're not losing Kedushas Avodah, that shows there's not a major chil happening. So the Mashal says, you would think there's more chil happening in a Bas Yisrael than a Bas Kain. So just because a Bas Yisrael gets Skila and a Bas Kain gets Sreifa is not a proof that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila. The only way you have a proof that Sreifa is more chomer than Skila is by Nesua we switched from Chenek to Sreifa. So you see that we're switching to have an upgrade. So too, by Arusa, we're switching to make an upgrade. But this itself, that Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, and a Arusa Bas Kain gets Sreifa is not a proof that there's an upgrade. Because maybe there's no chil. So the Mashal asks the obvious question. How could the Mashal say there's no chil avia by a Bas Kain because he can still do avaida? The Pasuk says it's avia himis halalas. This is a fairish Pasuk. This is considered chil in the father. So how could the Mashal say that you would think there's no chil happening in the father? I mean, ain't a chanami. He can still do avaida, but don't tell me it's not a chil in the father. So the obvious answer is, if you say the Mashal holds like a Targum Unculus, and the Torah Chaim, they learned, as Avi Himes Chalalas is not talking about a chil happening to the father, rather it's a chil happening to she herself. Therefore, the Mashal is saying a beautiful thing. Just because there's a chil happening by Bas Yisrael doesn't mean there's a chil happening by Bas Kain to the father, and the Pasuk has no bearing on this issue. The Pasuk never says there's any chil happening to the father. So one would think, there's a chil, more of a chil happening by Bas Yisrael than a Bas Kain, so maybe it's a downgrade, therefore we need the hekesh to say that it's an upgrade, that you're being more machmer. Now this is a big doichik, because Lamaisa, we said over, is the Gemara Nafnun Beis, Rashi and Tosfos throughout the sugya clearly learned that the chil is happening to the father. To say the Mashal means like the Targum Unculus, to answer Mashal's kasha, is a bit of a stretch. However, you could just say it like this. It's just the Havinah of the Gemara. So since we know the Targum Unculus, Teres Chaim, Klichem, they're all learning the Pasuk, that it means, Esavi Mishalalas means, the Pasuk just saying that she's Mechala herself, so you don't have a proof, like the Marsha is saying, you don't have a proof from the Pasuk that you Mechala the father, maybe the Pasuk means you Mechala yourself. So we need a Hekish from the Suah that has an upgrade, therefore here also it's an upgrade. But at the end of the day, of course the Mashal is not going to argue with all the Rishonim. The Mashal is going to hold the Pasuk saying she's Mechal her father. But you can't prove to me from the fact that the words of the Pasuk are Esavihim Eschalalas, that's not a proof that he Mechal the father. Maybe he's Mechal herself. But today that we have a Hekish from the Suah, that is an upgrade, and by Arusa also it's an upgrade, so we have no problem saying that the Pasuk means like all the Rishonim, Esavihim Eschalalas means she's Mechal her father. So, because we have a machloikis mashor mashal, if as aviyah himis chalal, is it raya, is it a proof that you're being machal the father? Mashal holds it is a proof, mashal held it's not a proof, and we're saying maybe the mashal held it's not a proof because he held you're able to learn the pasuk, similar to the targum and the Teres Chaim. The Gemara continues to bring a braisa, Tana Rabbanan, ubastish koin kisechel. The pasuk says kisechel, so it's not clear. Which exact avera did she do? Yochel afilu chilas a Shabbos. Maybe you were referring to chilas Shabbos. The Gemara says no, because the pasuk continues and says liznois, And that's mashma bechilulum shebeznus akas medaber, that we're referring to the chilul of znus. The achrenim are bothered. What was the havamina? Why would you think the word seichel is referring to chilul Shabbos? So the simple understanding is that the word chilul is not found by all mitzvahs. Chilul is something we find in reference to Shabbos. Therefore, over here, the word seichel would be, in the havamina of the Gemara at least, be referring to Shabbos. However, the Orchner asks, you find the word chilul in reference to other averus also. You find it by Shavua Sheker, Tumas Kayin, by being Melech Zari Lemelech. All these cases, you find the word chilul. There's a chil Hashem, there's something being disgraced by these averus also. So why would the Gemara in the Havamina assume that we're talking about chilul Shabbos? The Archner answers that the Gemara Nafnan Aleph asks on this Havamina, how could the Gemara have a Havamina that Kisechel is referring to Chil Shabbos? If it's referring to Chil Shabbos, why would the Pasuk continue on to say that a daughter gets Reifa, a daughter of a Kain gets Reifa? Why would a daughter of a Kain get Reifa for Chil Shabbos more than a son of a Kain? And the Gemara answers that by a son of a Kohen, we find a kula on Shabbos, because a ben Kohen, a regular Kohen, could do a voida in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Since we find that by Kehanim, by Zecharim of Kehanim, there's a kula of Shabbos, we're not going to say that there's Sreifa when a Kohen is Mechal Shabbos. Only by a Bas Kohen, who does not have the kula that her avoid is Zecha Shabbos, then the Pasuk would be saying that you have Sreifa. That's explaining the Havamina of the Braisa. The Havamina of the Braisa, that the Pasuk's referring to Chil Shabbos, is only understandable because we have a makim, a place to differentiate between a Zohar and a Keva by Kehanim in regards to Shabbos. So the Rechlaner says that with this idea in place, we can understand very well why the Gemara only had a Havamina in this Braisa that we're referring to Chil Shabbos. Not just because the word Chil refers to Shabbos, Chil itself could be other Averis like we mentioned. Rather, the only place that will have a Makim to differentiate between a Zachar and a Keva is by Shabbos, like the Gemara Sfar, that we only find that Avedis are Deicha by a Kohen by Shabbos. And you don't find it by a Nekeva. So the only place that we would be able to differentiate between a Zachar and a Keva is by Shabbos. Therefore, the Havamina in the Braisa was they were talking about Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.